Good morning, Mick Chowman. God, I'm pretty pleased with that toxic shot video I just made. I figure that, you know, whether it's I figure that if you're going to take fucking swipes at someone, have it be based upon fact, and not hearsay or speculation, you know. Yeah, so I'm sort of heading off. Got to do a bit of a pickup. Yes. I also figure that most of the ailments I have today are as a direct result of sitting in front of the fucking computer, you know? Just has a look, sort of a right-hand turn on it. Oh, g'day, Aussie cocky farmer. I've got a really good idea. How about I push the clutch in, apply the brakes, and then pull off the fucking road before I get my little bit of cloth and go clean the fucking camera. A false start. Yeah. I've set this fucking car up pretty well so far. Do you notice how much more beautiful I look with the clean lenses, clean glass over the fucking camera? It's not an absolutely immaculate and flawless clean. It's just a good clean. Yeah, about 5Ks and the engine's warmed to highway temperatures. Isn't it good we've got, if you're prepared to pay a little bit more, you can buy coolant, non-corrosive coolant that protects and preserves and all the dissimilar metals and shit, and the stuff's good for, basically good for good for a million kilometres or some shit, fuck filling the engine's coolant system up and changing it every 10,000 k's or something, or every 50,000 k's. Buy the better stuff and fill it up fucking once and leave it, you know? And, yeah. Speaking of which, we've got a huge storm doesn't look really sort of violent and crazy. It's just freezing cold and lots of rain. That's coming across. It'll be here in about an hour to about an hour and a half, then it'll start fucking pissing down. And back to that issue, most of the health conditions I have today is a direct result of sitting on my ass in front of the fucking computer, not for weeks or months, but for years and decades, you know? Plug my fucking head in and I'm just, you know? And fucking not quite the love of my life, but in some ways, ChatGPT in purely academic mode and with double checking all the equations and all the processes and methods and fucking answers and all that shit, ChatGPT is not quite a romantic interest, but it's far more interesting than any fucking woman. And, you know, speaking of one of the great loves of my life, because I do love my friends, you know. I even love enemies, my enemies, as my old Narcotics Anonymous sponsor used to say, heap hot coals on their heads, you know. And that was the exercising the virtue of being nice to despicable human beings, you know. He said, in amongst all his fucking craziness, he made, you know, he did make some sense. He made fairly acute sense in some areas, you know. But in a lot of ways, he was just a really retarded, toxic sort of a cunt, you know, just mad, you know. And I don't mean that's like just my opinion. A few other people who have fucking known him for a long time say the same things too. He's mentally ill, he's crazy, you know. And, but he's very book smart. Very capable, you know. And yeah, so yeah. So back to the health issues. No one else is responsible, except for me, for how I've ended up. And because I go, oh no, I'll just do this, oh, I'll just do this, oh, I'll just do this, just won't be a minute, won't be a minute, won't be a minute, I am copying and living out what my mother did to me as a child, I'm repeating to myself as an adult. I'll be there in a minute, dolls. I'll be there in a minute, dolls. I'll be there in a minute, dolls. And I say that to the fucking cats. I say that to myself. I say, you know, fucking time. Time for it to stop. You know, I'm too close to the edge. That means like complete fucking heart failure, you know. Completely fucked, dead, buried and gone, you know. So, as part of this fucking thing, I'm not an I don't choose to go out and do all these other activities like fishing and fucking all this other sort of stuff, because that's fuel and time and money and all this sort of stuff, you know. And oh God. So as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking fuel, time and money, that means travelling, that means finding places to go fishing, and then I'm visualising a place near a river where it has shelter underneath the bridge, so with the incoming storms and shit, you know, I can sit under there with the storms, you know, and stay dry. Probably cold and windy might have a fucking say-so in it, but I'm seeing the area around there because it's been rained on, and that is in, there's the river proper, and then there's the immediate sort of surrounds, then there's the immediate sort of surrounding areas, which are the general, the average low sort of stream areas to the average sort of me, like it's a proportional, it's a ratio, it's a statistical thing, you know, out of, you know, 100 heavy showers, like every 6 months or a year or something like that, you know, the fucking rain will come up to, say, the bottom of the fucking river, and then onto that little bit beside the river in the big channel sort of area, and then one in every, say, 500 really heavy rains every fucking couple of years, the water will come up to a modestly high flood level, you know? And that's where that sort of, it's that area that there's the river sort of creek kind of thing, you know, when it's barely even fucking running, that's the area there right beside it, which the low levels of flooding go into, you know? And that's the area that is just silt. And it's full of insect life. You know, there's all cicadas and all these crickets and all sorts of fucking things burrowing holes through the dirt. So, you know, it's full of organic matter. It's leaves and roots and fucking bark and little trees and long grass and all sorts of shit. So when the water gets into that and it starts to soak up really quick, it starts to soak right into the ground. I don't know what country you're in or where you're from, but there's a sort of dessert called a port wine truffle, which is, it's like sponge cake and it's soaked in port wine. And they add, like recipes are like a fucking plague of locusts. There's a million variations of port wine truffle. You know, but yeah, so what's happened with that is that ground will just soak up the fucking water, and this is the area, you know, you go off that fucking bitumen where it's been a bit of fucking rain, you go off the bitumen and then off the gravel alongside of each side of the road, or if it's a dirt road with gravel and sand and shit stuck on it, you know, you go off that, you'll go up to the fucking belly pan of the car, basically almost as, depending on which bit, but you know, if you go backwards and forwards trying to get unbogged, the car will sink to the belly pan. I've done it, you know. And it really is extremely... It really is extremely serious, and you get bogged, you know, as in really serious, you know. So that's what I'm saying. Oh, fishing, this, that, and the other, you know, I'm just flashing into that whole fucking area while I talk to you, and I'm having all these visions of the place I felt like might be a nice, good place to stop, but it's been raining a lot. Ground's really soft, And with the heavy rain coming, I think driving down into that area is going to be a bad idea. Like, I'm fucked, you know what I mean? So, yeah, anyway, that's why having a conversation with you, my darlings, is such a fucking issue. Let there be light. I think, therefore I am. Let there be light. Boom. So anyway, we're coming up to it. Well, it's just water filling up, sort of standing water on every sort of puddle kind of an area. Oh, fuck yeah. That soil is as fertile as all fuck. There's really thick, fast-growing grass, like this is the end of... This is the end of winter, and we're coming into spring. Yeah, a little bit more daylight. And that green, thick grass shows that there's ground there. And it's got a lot of water in it, and when you drive over it, you're going to get bogged. Just going to get bogged. But, and most people with an IQ above room temperature can hear. Why do they need to fucking prepare? Sorry, I was just lost in thought. I switch off a bit sometimes. Yeah. So anyway, got to go get some food and some other supplies, and I thought I might get into gold panning. You know, and that meant two things. I carry a little mattock, tiny little mattock and pick and short handled kind of thing. What's that? It's just the outline of fucking a whole heap of big trees, and it looked like some giant fucking agricultural type vehicle coming over the hill crest. I thought, oh fuck, that's big. You know? And yeah, so I thought I might get into a bit of gold panning. Not exactly rolling in vast sums of fucking money, but I carry a little bit of gear, a small pick. It's got a pointy end and a fucking flat sort of mattock kind of M-A-T-T-O-C-K kind of blade on the other side. That and a small short-handled shovel. It's a really good one too. For digging me out of being bogged and stuff. That's just standby stuff. But I've got a bit of a secret fetish for hammers. I've got a bit of a secret fetish for pretty much everything, actually. But I do like hammers. There's all sorts of sizes and shapes, and of all the fucking equipment you could ever own, hammers kind of rank up there with. we're into kangaroo territory. Hammers kind of rank up there with the very best and most interesting tools you could ever fucking have, you know, or use. And, not a fucking terrorist in a fucking caravan. And that's an exceptionally narrow bit of road. And it's been sort of blasted to bits by the floods and vehicles going off the road and it's not real gusty, but you know, you can hear the crosswinds going and you can feel the car sort of kind of blowing off the road a bit. Open plains that it is. But, there's a sort of but I thought a fucking rock pick or a geologist's pick might be the go. And there's two ways to do this. There is a you can buy brick hammers, which means you've got a square fucking front on one side and they've got like a flat bit, you know, with a end like that, you know what I mean? Like a thing for sort of cutting away and chipping at bricks and stuff. And you know, you can turn that sort of end with the flat bit on it, you know, the flat sort of cutting edge kind of thing. You can cut those with a fuck to a taper. So you've got a geologist's sort of rock pick that, you know, provided you keep the metal cool and don't overheat it and don't sort of ruin the temper, because you don't want them. This gets into metallurgy, but it's possible to get your alloys just so that the stuff will harden up, but not really hard, like rock hard kind of. You know how if you smash a bit of glass, it'll just fracture and break? Well, that's too hard. And if you get, oh, what's the word? If you get metal alloys, you know, iron alloys, that are too soft, it's more like kind of Play-Doh. It won't hold an edge, it won't hold a point. It'll just bend and mushroom and flatten out and fucking twist and shit. It'll just go too easy. So what a lot of manufacturers have been, this is nothing particularly new, but like what a lot of manufacturers do is they get an alloy that will harden either through heat treatment or work hardening by, it deforms a little bit and then gets very hard, but it won't shatter, it won't get so fucking hard that it shatters, you know? Because you don't want rock picks just shattering and breaking, but you want it hard enough so you can pick at rocks and all this other sort of stuff and not go blunt and soft and, you know, go from a kind of a fine point to being a sort of a flat dead spot with a mushroom. You know, the point has gone from like that to like that, you know, it's mushroomed and spread round, you know, flattened out. So, you know, and what happens is if you have to heat them right up, if you want to heat the tip right up and get it really fucking like a bright red and then just say drop it in oil to harden it, you know, that means the carbon is in solution sort of stuff, you know. It'll harden up, but it won't go any fucking harder because the composition of the alloy means that it just can't fucking harden up beyond a certain point to where it's brittle. So I might, you know, start taking up, you know, get some tinned corn, sweet corn, you know, and lots of little small tins, you know what I mean, and keep a couple under the seat with the fishing gear, the fishing tackle, and just leave them there. So every time I come across a dam or something, you know, I can bait up a few hooks, throw my line in, and then that stream was running. Oh, it's not a stream, it's only when there's a fair bit of rain, the ground starts to sort of soak it up and then it starts to percolate through the earth and then it starts to gather in the gutters and the channels and shit and then flows a little bit, you know. Yeah, so got a bit of traffic coming up. I'll catch us later. Good morning, McTelman. Oh. What a great day. I did get, this is like this is kind of like a geologist pick, you know. I was on the road, don't want this embedded in my fucking forehead. But that can be cut down to a point, you know. Cut a fucking point on each side, you know, cut off a fucking, mark it out and cut a point down to a tapered point. And you got a geologist pick. And I chose this one because it's got a good handle and it's kind of rubbery and it's a little bit flexible, so it's got a good grip on it. And yeah, it should be all right. And I picked up a fucking gold panning dish. Now this is a remarkable bit of work. So there's slots in the bottom down there. I think this is a... Watch the fucking road, darling. Put your fucking hands on the wheel. Want it back down the road. But those steps, when this is like vertical, those steps are like a angle in. So they trap all the big chunks of gold. And this side is exactly the same, except that side traps all the very fine bits of gold. So I can see there's about $1 billion worth of gold spread out over 100 million cubic miles of fucking dirt. So that's good. That's a good hobby. You know, to take one day off and just go out, you know, one day just fishing and gold panning. Make myself take a break. And bit of a homebody actually. I like being at home because it's such an interesting place and there's so many interesting things to do. You know, I'm not that sort of infatuated with the idea of socialising a great deal, because I just look at something, figure it all out, and go, yeah, that's what needs to be done. You know, draw up a fucking plan and spares and parts and measurements and all sorts of shit. And then either do it or go, or fuck off and go do something else, you know. But, yeah. I suppose that would be the ideal spot to stop for a fucking idiot, but, you know. There's no running water there. I would like to have a little bit of running water for my gold panning. I suppose you could always do it dry. Use like compressed air or something, and compressed air at the right speed, in the right amount, you know, at the right pressure. You could just sort of gently sort of lift off all the dirt. just goes up to
fucking nowhere.
So, not exactly busting for a shit, but you know. Bit of a spontaneous turn. Bit wild and reckless. I don't like fucking taking turns on corners and shit. They tend to result in being seriously injured or dead. You know. Of course, it doesn't happen. Like, there's not many cars. Very, very few. And out of that percentage of cars, only extremely small percentages of them are actually really fucking flying. You know, partly because it's like one old farmer up at Nambucca Heads in New South Wales. After a particularly successful crash one night, based mostly upon just being really fucking tired, you know, and coming home with a fully laden bike with big saddlebags full of shopping and just being extremely tired, and having those wonderful Japanese motorcycle headlights that aren't worth a shit. You know, thank you retarded cunts in the ADRs, you know, the Australian Design Regulatory Board, that make nice fucking high beam lights that only go straight down the highway so you can't sort of see that you're going into the corner because the fucking lights don't go round the corner, you know? So this was a road that I knew, but I was really fucking tired. And I came flying over the hill and down the fucking, and then into the middle of the big sweeping bend. If you're prepared for it and set up for it and fucking, you know, you can really go down that fucking hill and round that corner fast, you know? But I was just sort of straight line speed, you know. I found myself in the middle of the corner, heading to the edge of the road and into the embankment. And as soon as the wheels hit the gravel, the bike slid out and just went fucking end over end over end in the darkness. And it was like being dumped by a wave at the beach. And, you know, a few big holes in me. And not terribly big as far as holes go, but you know. And thanks to the total absence of public transport and being out in the middle of nowhere, you know, I had to fill, I had a hole in my fucking elbow up here. Well, I can still sort of see it. But there's a hole in the bone, the lower arm bone. And I would pack I would get a small level teaspoon of salt with methylated spirit, and I would pack the salt into the hole in the bone, then tape it up. And then at night, I'd clean it out and then put in another teaspoon of salt, just table salt. And I came good, didn't get infected, you know what I mean? And, so Yes, here we are in a big dip. Water, none to be seen. And I think just up ahead. Fuck! Forgot to get corn. And I think this might be Le River that I'm looking for. Or having just observed that this could be just part of a river. A branch where it splits in two around a high area. One goes up one bit goes up one valley and the other bit goes up the other valley. Shallow as they may be. So yeah, gentlemen. Fuck. Oh, these fucking retarded cunts. Goes left for a couple of k's and it goes right for a couple of k's and it goes left for a couple of k's and it goes right for a couple of k's. Zigzagging merrily across the countryside. Why couldn't they have just built one road straight down to fucking here? I'll never know. Oh yeah. Looks like a fenced off bit, possibly a bridge. There's some places in Australia where there is no fucking bridge. It just dips into the fucking river. And when there's no water in the river, the dip, you know, the fucking thing's dry, and when it's been raining a bit, there's a bit of water in it, and when it's been raining a real lot, there's a lot of water in it. It's called a floodway. But the floodway is going directly across a sort of base of the river, so to speak. And since there's this huge massive sort of rain cloud and there doesn't appear to be a lot of it, that's just everything's just a little bit on the wetted downside. And said, well, you're going to get anywhere from 5 to 15 millimetres of rain. The great sage eagle of all heaven, known as the Bureau of Meteorology, sometimes they can be absolutely fucking dead on to the minute. You know, they say, well, it's going to absolutely fucking piss down and it looks like it's going to arrive about 1:30 p.m. you know, and you go, oh, well, 1:20 somewhere between 1:29 and 1:30 p.m. here's the rain, and it pisses down. And to get exactly how much they estimated. And, you know. And I think this is the river proper. It's a little bit of a treat. Yeah, that looks sort of lived in. Kind of. Looks maintained anyway, so that's alright. It's too nice to be sitting out here being abandoned. Yeah, so and they had. There's a general sort of store in this town, and they had these 125 mil cutting discs, 1 millimeter thick, and they're selling for $1.20. Now you go, well, what the fuck's that got to do with me? Well, everything. That's why. And New River, just a big sign saying, oh, here's another little creek sort of thing with a duck. It says road subject to flooding. Indicators show depth. And there's signs that go 1 meter, 2 meters, 3 meters, 4 meters. And it says caution. Road impassable during flood conditions. Have you conditioned yourself to flood? I don't think so. I'm glad I went for this little bit of a exploratory run. Like, this is a bit of a fucking drought stricken shithole. But I'll give you a look. There you go. Now I know where it is. Got to point it straight at me. There's just not enough gorgeousness to go around. Remember, it reminds me when I was a child and some friends and I were be daring. Real spin. Not the wisest of choices, because if we hadn't have had the momentum, we wouldn't have made it through. And this is looking more dodgy by the fucking... This is looking worse by the meter. That thump was the bull bar bottoming it out. I think we shall cease and desist forthwith in our rejuvenously wonderful explorations, because I think this could get really bad. And I don't... for a better spot to turn around. You don't want to get bogged. Oh, that looks okay down there, sort of. If it's not really great, we can always turn round. At least it's sort of flat-ish. And it looks like, you know, you either want dry sort of sloped ground or yeah, you don't want it where it's like that, you know. Come on, you wicked wren. And this is sort of dryish, sort of dry enough. We shall get out of here. We shall escape. And we shall not drive on the wet boggy shit, lest we get bogged. So now we know what we've been through, and being able to avoid most of it, the worst of it, go round it, is a bit of speed and two wheels on some grippy ground, you know, between giant puzzles and whatnot. Fuck, this is a good car, it's so tiny. We went. I don't wish I had a falsetto voice, I'd like a very, very, very highly pitched one. Well, that looks like fucking death one side and shit the other. Oh, that was a masterful bit of driving there, my good man. It's a nice day for a drive. Hello, Sheets. Just I, Shane, friend of the frying pan. Chips. Spring lamb. Hello, my little lamb chops. My darlings, come to here. Here, try this fry pan on for size. That's good. It holds still while I get a load of fire. So, yeah. We'll practice getting a bit of speed up, because we like speed a little bit. This oscillatory motion of DX velocipede. I just had a sort of sad thought, and whoa, what a big corner out in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. This is a fair racing track. This is. Oh yeah, this is an alternative road when the other road is underwater. Never been up this way. Sure is pretty. The was messaging another. I think that because by the time I was about 15, we'd lived in. Oh, there's some kangaroos, big ones. Boing, boing, boing. Hello, kangaroos. I shall lament most vicariously. But, I think there's brain sort of skills that you have to kind of develop when you're young, right? And I think this either might be completely mitigated by, you know, smashing my head on, you know, skateboard crashes or crashing a motorcycle at about 170 k's an hour. Oh, fuck, that hurt. Yes, I remember 6 weeks after the crash, it took me 3/4 of an hour. I was so badly hurt. It took me 3/4 of an hour just to sit up in bed. Of course, I timed it with a watch. You know, you'd move like fucking half an inch and go, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Go for your bicycle ride.
Yes, master. Coming, master. But I don't know whether this is. I think this is a necessary brain development type thing that, because we lived in 15 different places. By the time I got to 15 years old, this is across Australia. This is like big areas and large distances and shit. That I never sort of really had any friends. Fuck off!
Your bicycle ride.
I know, you said it once. Go away. God damn, where's the fucking off button to this shit? But, because I really never had any friends, because I never sort of could put down sort of roots and become sort of established in an area, so I never got to know any fucking people, you know. You're just here for like a year, there for 6 months, there for 6 months, another place for a year, you know what I mean? So you got a borderline psychotic drunken mother on one hand and a bloody pulled out fucking head case on one hand, and you got bloody Nazi father, Nazi the darling father on the other hand. And so you couldn't really communicate with those two. So I never got to know anybody, and I never got into that habit of learning people's names, speaking people's names, interacting with people. We just moved around a fucking awful lot, you know. And so as a result, I guess I don't know. I think that's an essential part of the. It might have been knocked because my fucking head was smashed really hard. Really fucking hard, you know. Why do I think good quality motorcycle helmets are an excellent idea? Because if I hadn't have been wearing one, my brains would have been smashed down the fucking road like a fucking egg, you know? I can guarantee that. Absolutely. You know, safety gear is not like, you know, oh, those bloody cockhead fucking in the safety department, road safety, rah, rah, rah. No. You know, getting crash, good quality crash-resistant clothing, you know, abrasion resistant, crash resistant, gloves, helmets, boots, pants, you know, padded knees and elbows and hips and stuff, you know what I mean? All of that is a fucking brilliant idea, you know, because I've had probably about half a dozen crashes at about 120 to 130 k's an hour, and one at 170 k's an hour, and I lost more skin off me in one bicycle crash doing about 25, 30 k's an hour than all the other motorcycle crashes put together. You know, tore all the skin off the side of my fucking face, tore all the skin off the top of my shoulder, you know. Just fuck me. And, yeah, so I'm getting more coherent. That's one of those life skills I think children need to develop, you know, and there's that thing in the family, the extended family, where children, you always get told that children are seen and not heard, you know, this sort of shit, you know, and, so you don't get to interact with the adults, you know. They're all those dysfunctional fucking crazies that go along with that sort of bullshit, you know. The cousins are all fucking retarded because they were raised under the same fucking rules, you know, anything from my father's family, you know, all his brothers and sisters and parents, you know what I mean? The only people they knew how to get along with. Oh, yeah. The only people they knew how to get along with were other fucked up people like them who lived by the similar sort of family rules. And, oh, wonderful. I've just had a creative urge of intelligence. Oh, yeah. And, so, I'm just going to turn this off for a sec. I've got some business. And, so, I've studied you get experts that give you sort of really profound sort of lectures, and they know the fucking topic inside out. And then you sort of get them to teach you. And then there's what you retain. And there's also enormous amounts of other stuff that beyond the very smart lecturer, there might be cognitive testing, there might be, you know, all these positron and PET scans and all this sort of shit to see which parts of the brain, you know, are activated during which thought processes and stuff, you know, and activities and stuff, and there's just tons of stuff, but going from the lectures alone, children's brains are very different to sort of adults' brains. They learn very quickly because they have to be. They have to be able to learn quickly. So with the issues of neuroplasticity, you know, if you go kind of in this horror scope, more horror than scope, as one Christian put it about horoscopes, where you don't get to learn all those sort of skills. just having a flashback, remembering all the kids that I went to high school with. Fuck. And being all boys, we went to the gym, we all had the showers, and we all had a swimming pool and all that sort of stuff, so we were always, you know, getting naked in front of each other, and it wasn't such a big deal, you know what I mean? But there was this one boy who had a very, very, very tiny dick. What they call a micro sort of penis, you know? I mean, it was real small. And he looked like a girl. He really did. And so one of the other boys in the class started calling him woman. So he was, you know, he was got the nickname woman. And he got very upset about that. His parents came along and had us speak with the principal saying, could you have the word with the boys, that he's very, very traumatised about being teased. But what they didn't get is that sometimes when people tease you, it's because a situation is sort of genuinely sort of funny and we're learning how to deal with it. And although he, you know, got the nickname woman, he was our woman, you know? And I don't mean we passed him around at night at parties or whatever. Guess what? You're the hot chick for the night. It was easy. He was one of our crew, you know what I mean? He was one of the class. He was our woman. We looked after him, you know? And I don't mean a woman in the female sense. I mean the woman as in he's another boy in the group, you know what I mean? You know, just a... You know? People don't get that, you know? Sometimes because you do that because you like them, you know what I mean? And, yeah, but those naming skills, you know, as children, learning all those, fucking remembering all those people's names and using them, you know, you get to, it's something I think you have to practice, and you get practice through use, and you get use through interactions, you know, so if you're going from school to school to school to school, from one part of the country to another part of the country to another part of the country to another part of the country, you sort of, you know, you never develop that, and that's why I don't sort of use names, because that sort of function isn't sort of hardwired into my head. So when I talk about MGTOW men, and I go, oh, I was talking to so-and-so the other day, I can remember what the conversation was about, but I'm not sure who it was. It could have been one of two or three names, you know. So, you know, so it's a little bit sort of frustrating, you know, but I can always go look it up. I can remember sort of bits and pieces of the conversation, the chat, and I can remember it's down to one of two people or three. Um, shit. So I'm just tired. Sort of exhausted. Yeah, this was on special too. V8, Campbell's V8 veggie juice with chilli. That's actually a pretty good time to drop that. Thank you to the heavens above and the sewer pipes below. I don't know what it was, but I think it's a mobile grain bin. And these things are fucking huge. They've got tyres as nearly as wide as this car, and they're about 10 or 11 feet high. And there's two of those, and then there's this huge big fucking bin between them, you know? Fuck, they're big. And I think the reason why the car tyres are so huge is partly to distribute the weight across a big area, and to also to lower the rolling resistance so they're not hard to tow on soft soils. You know, they're not that hard to tow. Sort of like giant flotation sort of tyres, you know. Fuck, just remembering. My sister, anytime we talk to you, she's saying, you sound just like Dad. God, you sound like just like Dad. You laugh like him and you talk like him. You know, fuck, you even look like him. But that thing where my father would begrudgingly, you know, take me for a little holiday for a week in a tent somewhere. And that was like, you know, for a fucking a weekend or some shit, you know. And, you know, sure, I have to get stuff done. But there's a lot of stuff I could be spending, you know, like higher priorities on. They're not they're not sort of like human children, like sort of one of my own sort of species, but they are family, you know, and we get along as family, and they're sort of raised, you know, they're sort of, they're still cats, for sure, but they are raised on an interactive level with a human, you know. They're basically free range, in a sense, you know. You got to just respect them that they are cats, they're not boys and girls, you know. And what's the other words? Yeah, but you know, you kind of look after them and do the sort of person sort of things in a cat kind of way, you know, the things that they like doing, you know. And what I was sort of thinking about in that sort of thing, where, you know, she's the dearest. Oh, you're just like Dad. Well, it's kind of like, you know, if you pile the cats into the car and you take them on little trips, you know, where they all pile out and then fucking run round and have a look at everything and go exploring and hunting and fucking doing all the great shit that cats do when they sort of go camping, you know, or go out for a family fucking thing. They really enjoy it. You know, it's like taking kids fishing or some shit, you know what I mean? So they go, you know, so it's a sort of case of like, glad that there's a bit of, yeah, we sort of, it's overcast and nearly dark, you know. I don't know where the retards have been doing burnouts, or it's a sort of type of tyres and tractors and other shit they've got and have been sort of churning up the fucking road, you know. Oh, here we go over the lunar scape. Here we go over the lunarscape, the lunarscape, the lunarscape. just having flashbacks about something deep in thought. So yeah, that thing of, you know, it's a begrudging, not a begrudging, but it's sort of like those psychological blocks to doing anything with them, you know. And that accounts to sort of most of my life, that this is the way I was raised, this is how I live my life. And if they set the scripts and they set the role models slash standards to live by, then that's what I've been doing, you know. I only take the cats out once, you know, once every 6 or 8 months or some shit. Well, why not every, say, 2 or 3 weeks, take them fishing, you know. They love fucking running around in the long grass and the scrub and, you know, chasing things and catching things and going for an explore and having to look around and all this sort of shit. You know, so I think I'm going to be piling my pussies in the car and going for little fucking rides and taking the fishing rods and shit, you know. And the other thing is that, you know, you sort of can't really go fishing at night because it's usually dark and it's fucking can be really cold and windy and nowhere to get out of the fucking weather and shit, you know what I mean? And that's the other thing about those big sort of mashed up sort of spots, is when the topsoil starts to, when the sand on top starts to mix, when the sand on top starts to mix with the clay underneath, you get greasy fucking pools in the road, you know, sort of muddy plus sort of slot shit, you know. Oh, it's rough. The cars are sort of throwing up all the fucking, there we go. Strong wind. So I might take the fucking cats for a bit of a it's a little bit of a hit. Both hands are on the steering wheel. You got twice the pulling power. I don't think that's what he meant. He's a nice Christian boy, really. No, I'm bloody well not. Yeah, it's that sort of thing that you might hear a sort of, although this is an old and long established road, and the layers of mud and sand and mud and sand and mud and sand and all this shit have been progressively building up over the centuries, you know. I've been in situations where I'm doing about 20 k's an hour and this mud up here is so slippery that at doing like 20 k's an hour, that's like a modest sort of modestly slow bicycle riding speed, that the car has gone fucking 90 degrees and headed towards the ditch sidewards in the space of like fucking half its length, you know. So it's like, if For sure, don't fuck around with it, you know what I mean? If it's looking a bit slippery, it's just generally because it probably is. And that's where you need to be able to react like that and have both hands on the wheel. So, yeah. And I was reminded of reminded one of the guys in the forums or on a message on one of those videos that talk about, you know, generally most women aren't that fucking bright, you know, they got the IQ of fucking, they got sort of room temperature, they got sort of room temperature IQs. Most women have, you know, room temperature IQs. They're just basically fucking dumb, you know? What came out of it was that I went into a place that sold pies. I thought, you know, I need to pick up something to fucking eat. I'm a bit hungry, you know? And so madam got me this fantastically magnificent chicken pie. And she said, would you like some tomato sauce with that? And I said, yes, I would. Yes, thank you very much. But when she brought the pie and the chicken over, I said, you know, usually don't have tomato sauce with chicken. Of course, chicken is such a sort of, I wouldn't say delicate, unless it's really roast and crispy skin and all that sort of shit. Basically, this chicken is a fairly lightly flavoured meat, you know. And when you drown the fucking pie in tomato sauce, you know, you lose the flavour of the chicken completely. And that's different to, say, a meat pie made of beef. And so she just said, I say you don't want it now. And I said, well, why would I want to fucking knock back something I've just ordered? That I've just asked for, why would I want it? You know? And she was nice enough, like a fucking, like a vacuum tube in a pinball machine, you know? It's sort of, she's either significantly fucking dumb, or just, you know, she just really can't fucking relate. And of course, you know, from the jump from 1 to 2 and 2 to 3 has to be made like that, because she can't deal with jumping from 1 to 3, you know, after, say, well, what comes after 2 is 3, so how about we go from 1 to 3? Oh, what do you mean? What about 2? Well, you know that comes between 1 and 3. Oh, God. The traffic. And people. And traffic. And people. And more traffic. And more people. What shall we do? And here comes the 1 in 5 million vehicles that's doing 300 kilometres an hour. I wonder who that is down there. So, yeah. So, because I live so frugally, where, you know, I count every sort of dollar generally, you know, taking cats on a trip out to somewhere that might be nice, might be, you know, 15 k's away, but so you go 15 k's there, 15 k's back, that's 30 k's, you know, that sort of all adds up in not so much wear and tear of the vehicle, but just the overall cost of running a vehicle. But fuck it, you know, it can take them places that are closer, where we can get out, where there's no fucking people and, you know, streets with dogs and shit like that, you know what I mean? And piling all three into a car is not a difficult issue. They do come when they're called, mostly. You know? And they do come when I'm trying to round them up, you know? Because I don't want to crack the shits and just leave them stranded, you know what I mean? You got to treat them with a bit of dignity and respect, and not, but also at the same time they can't be, you know, totally fucking self-centred cunts that just want to fuck around all night, you know? Alright guys, I've got to go. Catch you.